Make your plans on Saturday to head over to 44th and Marion. It's the home of the Sioux Falls Crow rugby team. Our good friend Brad Holmberg in studio here this afternoon. Brad, nice to see you.
Good to see you again.
This is the last bout, though, of the season, right?
Last match of the spring season.
When does the summer season start?
We didn't really have a spring. We had to play in the snow, and now it's really hot. So it is what it is.
Matt is also here from the Sioux Falls Crow rugby team. We'll talk to Matt in a second. But first, Brad, a couple of weeks ago, we had, was it A.J. Mansour? Tubbs, was it A.J.?
Sean Zobel.
That's right. Tubbs is over in the corner. He's been misbehaving. Sean Zobel is with DraftHeadquarters.com, but he's also a part of a group that's trying to bring professional rugby to the Twin Cities. I'm just kind of wondering if you've heard anything about that, and because it appears to me, according to Sean Zobel, that rugby is one of those sports, at least on the professional level, that's starting to get some steam here in the country.
I've heard little bits and pieces. They're having a lot more camps trying to get youth players involved and get them more integrated into a semi-professional, big training camps, that sort of thing. And actually, there's some of the national playoffs going on this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, I believe.
Sure. But the Twin Cities apparently is going to be a site for a team that they're looking to bring in. I would assume that would excite you guys to see the sport grow here in the Midwest, huh?
We probably have played some of those guys that will be trying out for the professional team. I'm not exactly sure what their name will be, but I'm sure that'll be yet to be decided.
It will be. I think, did Zobel tell us they're hoping sometime this summer to have things, hopefully an announcement coming. Professional rugby could be in the Twin Cities. You know, they have lacrosse up there that they're playing, and you know, they're expanding. And did Zobel say maybe where they would play? You remember?
No, he didn't.
No idea. Didn't say, but either way, to bring the sport a little more focus certainly would be exciting, because you guys have been around here for over a dozen years.
Yeah, we celebrated our 20th anniversary back in...
2 decades!
2011. So, yeah, we've been here a while.
Matt is also here from the Sioux Falls Crow rugby team. Matt, your involvement, what's it been like this year for you?
It's been a blast. I mean, like Brad said, we kind of went from winter straight into to summer season, which has been nice to get some warm weather, but team's playing pretty well, and it's been a lot of fun.
Team normally does play pretty well. Your record is always pretty good throughout the years. How many years you been with the team, Matt?
I've been with the Crow for probably five seasons, right in there.
So what is it about playing rugby that gets you all excited?
Yeah, it's a great way to stay active, and it's a physical sport, obviously, which is a lot of fun as well. People always, you know, watch the highlight clips of guys getting blown up. But, you know, it's also a game where they've got a lot of built-in rules that you do save your body a little bit, where you can't get blindsided. You can't necessarily just take the helmet-to-helmet type of hits, per se. So, you know, you're leaving conscious most weeks. And
Matt does have a pretty mean stiff arm. I will give him that.
Well, you got to have that. The Heisman pose, right? Yeah, you got to have that.
Protecting the body.
How did you get involved with rugby? Was something you got involved with in college or high school? Did you get
right
involved?
Right after college in Aspen, Colorado is where I started to play. They've got a great squad out there. And when I moved back here to Sioux Falls, a buddy of mine told me about the squad, and the rest is history. Been playing for the last five seasons.
You guys take on the Faribault Box Springs.
Box Springs. It's a play on words with the South African team. Springboks.
It is B-O-K-S, B-O-K Springs, so Box Springs. Have you played Faribault before?
On and off. They're kind of almost a sister team. When we go to some of the large tournaments, we try to help each other out if a few people get hurt or squads traveling light. So it'll be a good friendly match, which we're planning to come out ahead in.
I want to talk to you. It's this Saturday at 1 o'clock, Marion Park, right there at 44th and Marion. That's where the pitch is located. But then afterwards, tell us about the big party afterwards that we're all invited to.
Well, part of the fun thing about rugby is you're supposed to provide the other team with food and drink after the game. And one of the neat things is for almost 2 hours, you beat the crap out of each other out on the field. And then afterwards, you go have a couple beers and shake hands and talk about how awesome you were, whether you were or not. But So we're actually going to be having a fundraiser at Rookies, thanks to the good folks at Beal Distributing, donating a few kegs for us. And come down, maybe buy yourself a cup, all the beer you can drink, maybe a pregame before Rib Fest. One idea.
But this is it for the spring season. Give us a state of the state of Sioux Falls Crow rugby.
State of the state. We still managed to win a lot of games. We did travel up to Fargo a few weeks ago light-handed and came away actually with a second-place trophy, which wasn't too bad.
What kind of a tournament was that up there?
It was a round-robin tournament and college teams, men's teams. Kind of a fun event.
Not a bad showing for us old guys.
Yeah.
So are you saying the Sioux Falls Crow rugby team is a little older than some of the other teams that you go to?
You know, I probably move a little bit slower than, you know, when I first started coming in here to visit you guys. So, I mean, we'll be starting the Summer Sevens, probably Wednesday or Thursday evenings.
What's the Summer Sevens?
It's basically Sevens rugby. It's the event that will be coming up in the Olympics, and it's basically seven guys on a side versus 15, a little bit faster paced. The halves aren't near as long, but you'd be surprised how tired you can get in 7 minutes.
Are you still looking for players?
I mean, always looking for
players. We got always new people coming to town, people who have different, maybe they don't have kids to watch anymore and want to get out there and play some rugby. You still have room for folks to get involved?
Always. So stay tuned to our website, SiouxFallsCrowRugby.com, and we do have a Facebook page. We will be posting what night we will be playing sevens, but we get a lot of the college guys from up at State and USD and some Sioux City guys. And so the high school team that was pretty good here last couple of years, I've already had word that those guys have graduated their first year of college, so they have come back wanting to play summer sevens. And
that's great, isn't it?
They've already said that they're going to show the old guys how to do it. So
we'll
have to
see. Well, that's good. I mean, eventually you got for you guys have been around for 20 years. So you know that you're always looking for the younger
athletes,
the fresh legs to come in.
Exactly.
Of course.
Matt, what about you? What are you going to play the summer as well? You going
to
play the
seven? Try to play as much as I can. Sevens, like he said, it's a lot more wide open game, a lot faster pace, so it's a lot more of a cardio workout than the normal 15s, but great time to learn the game, great time for people to come out if they even think about, like, hey, rugby might be something I want to do. Come check it out. Love to have you at the pitch, learn a little bit about it, and run around.
There's a great website, SiouxFallsRugby.com, the social and the fundraiser at Rookies. After the bout, again, coming up this Saturday, kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Marion Park, it's at 44th and Marion Road. I know Budweiser is a big sponsor for you guys too, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got a couple sponsors we want to make sure we thank, with the Avera Sports Institute, the Orthopedic Institute, Sioux Falls Chiropractic, and Rookies is always very kind to us as well. So give them a shout out and a big thanks for helping us keep the team alive.
I enjoy watching you guys play. I really do. Because I don't have to play. That's good, because I couldn't. It's fun watching you guys play. If you haven't seen it up close, it's kind of like hockey, where it's better to see it in person than on television. And the same thing with rugby. It's a lot easier. It's more fun watching it in person and watching these guys play. Women's teams. What's the latest on women's teams around the area?
There is the Augustana women's team, and there has been a new women's club team started up, the Sioux Falls Phantoms. And I know they've been doing a little bit of traveling. They went up to the Twin Cities couple weeks ago.
Right. So we're seeing a few that growing a little bit then.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Again, Sioux Falls Crow rugby taking on the Faribault Box Springs Saturday, 1 o'clock. Brad, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Again, keep us posted, because after this weekend, maybe nothing until midsummer?
Yep. We will be having the 6th annual rugby exhibition at the Irish Fair, which is tentatively on July 26th down by Falls Park.
All right. Well, we'll get you in right before then to promote that. I wish you the best this weekend. Matt, nice to meet you, too.
Thanks a lot, guys.
1 o'clock at the pitch at 44th and Marion on Saturday.